Good afternoon. Today we are marking a major investment in NATO's fleet of air wax surveillance aircraft. Our $1 billion contract with Boeing will modernize this aircraft, ensuring its service to 2035. NATO AWACS have been our eyes in the sky, supporting our airborne operations for decades. From patrolling American skies after 9/11, to our operations in Afghanistan and as part of the global coalition against ISIS. The modernization will ensure NATO remains at the leading edge of technology. It will provide AWACS with sophisticated new communications and networking capabilities, so these aircraft can continue their vital mission and contribute to our security. Sir Michael, I want to thank you for being here today. Our contract with Boeing shows NATO's strong commitment to working with industry to keep our transatlantic alliance strong. 16 NATO allies on both sides of the Atlantic are funding this modernization. And companies from Europe and North America are working together to provide high-tech capabilities. NATO is an alliance that continues to adapt, so we are already thinking about the future of our surveillance and control capability. We are planning the replacement of the AWACS in 2035. Here again, NATO will work closely with industry. We will consider how technologies like artificial intelligence, autonomous systems, and big data can help NATO keep its edge. As we begin to modernize our AWACS aircraft, the first of our new Alliance ground surveillance drones has arrived at its new home in Sigonella in Italy. This will help NATO have the best possible intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. NATO is an important platform where allies can join forces and invest in new capabilities for our shared security. We will continue to modernize and adapt our alliance, both now and in the future. Sir Michael, once again, thank you for being here with us. Your presence shows the strong transatlantic ties and cooperation between NATO and industry. Thank you.
Well, Secretary General, thank you very much. And it's a great honor to be here with you today on what is a major milestone, both for the Alliance and for the Boeing Company with our industrial partners. We are very excited about today and this forward-looking contract to modernize the AWACS. As you yourself often say, sir, the Alliance is at its strongest when we work together. And as you just enumerated, there's a number of NATO partners in this, both on the government side, but also on the industrial side. And I think that shows part of the strength. But part of the strength for us as an alliance is the fact that some of the best technology and industrial capability in the world falls within the NATO member states. So when we work together on that, you know, we're well beating. So that is the strength, I think, of the alliance. I mean, Boeing is privileged to work with a number of our partner countries across Europe. The C-17 at Papa, for example, is another one we support. The Chinook fleets we've got across NATO. You know, we are an integral part of the alliance's defense capability. But this AWACS is marking a new step for us as we go forward on that. And on this, we're working with a number of industry partners across the Atlantic, so Northrop Grumman in the United States, and the partnership in Europe includes, but doesn't exclusively include, Airbus. I'll wait for that to finish. Let's talk about these aeroplanes. Nobody's ever invented a quiet one. We're working on it. But our industrial partners include Airbus and Kongsberg in your own home country, sir, and Leonardo and Thales, Indra, and several others. So my point there is here's a genuinely transatlantic American-European partnership on the industrial side, which will help produce this new AWACS. And as you yourself said, sir, this is a sort of bridge. We're modernizing AWACS for the next generation through till 2035, But I'm deeply impressed in the way that you all are approaching the next generation and thinking about the Allied Future Surveillance and Control System, and at the concept stage, already working with leading players in industry to help work out what the future requirement will look like. It's a very innovative way of doing it, where governments, the NATO alliance, and industry work together to define the future. So it's a privilege for us to be with you here today, and it's a privilege to have you here yourself, sir, and we're very much looking forward to taking this contract forward on behalf of NATO. Thank you very much.
We have time for a few questions. Please identify yourself and say who your question is addressed to. If you want to raise your hands, that always helps us identify your questions. We'll go with Tedef at the end. Please wait for the microphone.
Julia Rech from German television ZDF. My question is for the Secretary General. Why did you do this event now 1 week before the NATO summit? Is it also to show that the NATO is not brain dead?
This is just one example of how NATO is modernizing, and this is something which has been planned for a while, the fact that we are able now to announce this this contract. NATO is adapting, NATO is agile, NATO is active, and the modernization of the AWACS aircraft is demonstrating the agility and the strength of NATO. So for me, this is part of a pattern we have seen, part of a greater adaptation of NATO, which has been ongoing for a long time. We are implementing the largest reinforcement, the largest modernization of our alliance in a generation. And this modernization of the AWACS is one example of that.
Polish news agency.
Thank you, Krzysztof Strzemka, Polish press agency. The question not related to today's event, but if I may, we learned from Reuters' report that Turkey is blocking defense plans for the Baltic states and Poland. I was wondering, I think Turkey already confirmed that. I was wondering whether you could comment what would be yours response to that. Thank you.
So we have plans in place to defend and protect all allies, and our commitment to our collective defense clause is ironclad. And not only do we have plans, but we actually have more ready forces, a modernized command structure, and more modern capabilities than we had for decades. So we have plans, but also the capabilities to protect all NATO allies. And again, the new modern AWACS aircraft is one part of that. And the AWACS modernization doesn't only show that NATO is modernizing, but it also demonstrates that North America and Europe are doing things together, because this is actually about bringing both the countries from both sides of the Atlantic together, but also industry from both North America and Europe together, and providing cutting-edge new capabilities as part of the modernization program for AWACS, a lot of new equipment into those planes. The planes have been there for a long time, but the equipment, the capabilities are cutting edge, extremely modern capabilities. I will not go into internal NATO discussions. The only thing I can say is that we have plans, and we have the will, and we have the capabilities to protect all allies.